For KJLH, I'm R&B historian Tyrone Dubois with a moment in Black history. 1982 was a year of dancing in love. Songs that held the number one position on the national R&B charts for 3 weeks include Richard Dimple Fields' If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another, and The Gap Band's Early in the Morning. 4 weeks included Jennifer Holliday with I'm Telling You I'm Not Going and Aretha Franklin's Jump to It. 5 weeks at number one included Let It Whip by The Dazz Band and Love Come Down by Evelyn Champagne King. That Girl by Stevie Wonder spent a staggering 9 weeks at the number one position. But one song beat him out by 1 week. It entered the national R&B charts in November 1982 and spent 10 consecutive weeks on the chart at number one. It was Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. The song Sexual Healing is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone list of the greatest 500 songs of all time. For more information, you can go to my website. It's rnbhistorian.com. For KJLH, I'm America's premier R&B historian, Tyrone Dubois.